Surah Al-Isra, verses 61 to 70.
Indeed, Shaitan, through inappropriate responses or harsh and provocative speech, stirs discord between them and magnifies the rift between Muslims and disbelievers. If we have to retort to them angrily, provocatively, it will make them more averse to the truth. Inna shaytana kana lil insani aduwwan mubeena. Shaytan certainly is a sworn enemy of human beings. Rabbukum a'lamu bikum. Ayah 54. And the reason why Allah forbids harsh responses is because there is no real benefit in that. Guidance or deviation is connected to the will and decree of Allah. So, Rabbukum a'lamu bikum. Your Lord is more aware of you and the potentials within you. If he wishes, he may be merciful to whomsoever he wills. And how is that? By extending guidance to them. And if he wishes, he may punish whoever among you he wills. How does he punish? By withholding guidance from them, so that they would be subjected to punishment. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكِيلًا. And we have not even sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as a guardian over them. Despite being the Nabi, you will not be accountable for their guidance. So those among your followers are even less likely to be held accountable. Therefore, breaching the limits of refined speech is not warranted, and harsh responses are unjustified. The next passage, rejection of the Quran and the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, featured in ayah number 47. Whilst objecting to humans being selected as prophets of Allah, the polytheists of Makkah also felt that if a human was selected, it should have been someone of great worldly stature and prominence, not the pitiable orphan from the family of Banu Hashim, as some of them referred to him. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَرَبُّكَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And your Lord knows better those who are in the heavens as well as those who are upon the earth. Who are in the heavens? Angels are currently the inhabitants of the heavens, whilst man and jinn are located on earth. So Allah is better aware of whom to appoint as his messenger and whom not to appoint. If he has appointed you, there should be no difficulty in accepting that. وَلَقَدْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. And we certainly did give merit to some prophets over others, and we have given merit to you over other prophets. You are sent to all of humanity, whilst prophets were only sent to certain people. And we have given you the Quran. Allah decides. وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا. And prior to that, we gave Dawood alayhi salam the Zabur. The next passage, which is ayah 56 and 57, is a refutation of shirk, which is featured in ayah 40 already of this surah. Some forms of it are being refuted here. Consequently, some deviant people claim to worship angels, and others claim to worship jinn. Sahih Bukhari relates that in the era of ignorance, some people worshipped certain jinn. These jinn later reverted to Islam, but their devotees remained steadfast upon the worship of jinn. They are also alluded to in this passage. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قُلْ بُلِدْعُ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِي. So tell them, أُدْعُ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِي. Invoke those whom you claim to be deities other than Allah, such as angels or jinn. Invoke them to avert misfortune and calamity from you. فَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ كَشْفَ الضُّرِّ عَنْكُمْ. They would be unable to remove affliction. وَلَا تَحْوِيلَ. Nor avert it from you. They are unable to do so. In the case of jinn and angels who may have been endowed with certain abilities, they are also not at liberty to utilize these abilities as they wish. They are governed by Allah. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ. Those whom they invoke to draw benefit or to ward off harm. يَبْتَغُونَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمُ الْوَسِيلَةِ. They themselves are seeking a way of approach to Allah. Angels worship Allah, and those jinn whom they used to worship also are seeking a way to approach Allah. And أَيُّهُمْ أَقْرَبُ. Vying with one another to draw close to him. وَيَرْجُونَ رَحْمَتَهُ. They hope to secure his mercy. وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابَ. And they are in fear of his chastisement if they were to disobey him. إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّكَ كَانَ مَحْذُورًا. Surely the chastisement of your Lord is to be feared. The next two ayat, 58, 59, the next ayah, We have read in Ayah 11 the manner in which the disbelievers sought to hasten the punishment of Allah upon them. And the previous ayah terminates with the chastisement of your Lord ought to be feared. Based on that, the next ayah emphasizes that punishment that is due upon the disbelievers would inevitably befall them. Some will taste it in this very world, whilst the rest would be subjected to it in the afterlife. Ayah 58, وَإِمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ And there is not a town or settlement of the disbelievers, إِلَّا نَحْنُ مُهْلِكُوهَا قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ Except that we would destroy it prior to the Day of Judgment. أَوْ مُعَذِّبُوهَا عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا Or subject its residents to the harsh punishment of hell. كَانَ ذَٰلِكَ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَسْطُورًا That is decreed and recorded in the book, which is the protected tablet, the Lawhul Mahfuz. The last passage for today. The next passage deals with one of the objections of the disbelievers against the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why were the miracles which they demanded to be shown, not shown to them? Ayah 59. وَمَا مَنَعَنَا أَن نُرْسِلَ بِالْآيَاتِ And nothing prevents us from sending the requested signs, إِلَّا أَن كَذَّبَ بِهَا الْأَوَّلُونَ Other than the fact that previous generations like them refuted the requested signs. And since these disbelievers resemble them in disposition, they would also refute the requested signs. And for the sake of an example, recall, وَآتَيْنَا ثَمُودَ النَّاقَةَ We gave the people of Thamud the miraculous she-camel as a sign, مُبْصِرَةً As a clear sign which they requested and which was intended to provide insight to them. A she-camel walked out of a rock mountain. But they failed to take the lesson, فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا And they abused her and killed her ultimately. So these disbelievers would also react in a similar manner. وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا And we only display those requested signs as a warning to them of impending destruction. Should they refute or reject the requested sign? So when a requested sign comes, it comes with a warning. If you don't believe it, you will be destroyed. And since it is not Allah's will to destroy these people in the manner in which previous disbelievers were destroyed, He withholds such requested signs from them. Last ayah, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لَكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ أَحَاطَ بِالنَّاسِ And as for saying that they would still not believe, it is because we are fully aware that they would not believe, even after seeing the requested signs. And we have informed you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of our pre-known knowledge of their condition. So recall when, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لَكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ أَحَاطَ بِالنَّاسِ When we told you that your Lord encompasses the conditions of mankind in His all-encompassing infinite knowledge. And as we have foretold what their response would be to the requested signs by referring to people like them in the past, we also state some of their own reactions to the signs of Allah to establish the reality of our claim. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الرُّؤْيَا الَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَالشَّجَرَةَ الْمَلْعُونَةَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ So we only made the vision showed to you in a wakeful state on the journey of Isra, and the tree that is accursed and described in the Quran as a tree that grows in hell, a means of misguidance for them. What this means is, they heard of the journey of Isra and they rejected it. They heard of the tree of Zakum in Jahannam and they mocked it. So this is their established reaction to supernatural phenomena. So we would not display their requested signs which warn of impending doom were they to reject it, but وَنُخَوِّفُهُمْ We instill fear in them through the revelations relating to our chastisement. فَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا طُغْيَانًا كَبِيرًا But it only adds to their insolent rebellion. Inshallah, this is a brief meaning of this passage of the Quran. Inshallah, we will do the tilawa and recite it. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقل لعبادي يقولوا التي هي أحسن إن الشيطان ينزغ بينهم إن الشيطان كان للإنسان عدوا مبينا ربكم أعلم بكم إن يشأ يرحمكم أو إن يشأ يعذبكم وما أرسلناك عليهم وكيلا وربك أعلم بمن في السماوات والأرض ولقد فضلنا بعض النبيين على بعض وآتينا داود زبورا قل ادعوا الذين زعمتم من دونه فلا يملكون كشف الضر عنكم ولا تحويلا أولئك الذين يدعون يبتغون إلى ربهم الوسيلة أيهم أقرب ويرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه إن عذاب ربك كان محذورا وإن من قرية إلا نحن مهلكوها قبل يوم القيامة أو معذبوها عذابا شديدا كان ذلك في الكتاب مسطورا وما منعنا أن نرسل بالآيات إلا أن كذب بها الأولون وآتينا ثمود الناقة مبصرة فظلموا بها وما نرسل بالآيات إلا تخويفا وإذ قلنا لك إن ربك أحاط بالناس وما جعلنا الرؤيا التي أريناك إلا فتنة للناس والشجرة الملعونة في القرآن ونخوفهم فما يزيدهم إلا طغيانا كبيرا آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم.